You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kind of interesting. It's more of a popular holiday in America than it is in Mexico. In fact, it's not even a national holiday in Mexico, but we sure like it in the U.S. of A. Why? Because we can get our drink on, Jeremy.
Drinco de Mayo, right?
Did you say there's all sorts of specials and everything?
Yeah, I'm scrolling through the list. I mean, some of the biggies. Chili's has $5 cocktails today. 7-Eleven is selling new mini spicy breakfast empanadas.
7-Eleven?
Taco John's is having some deals. I don't know. If you want to look, just Google Cinco de Mayo deals, and you're going to get a ton of them today. But it's a great day to bust out some Mexican food. I'll tell you that right now. Got some enchiladas on my mind. We made tacos last night, and we disguised the tacos with tofu instead of using ground beef. I used ground tofu last night with taco seasoning.
I'm not even talking to you the rest of the morning.
And we were like, are the kids going to eat this? Are they going to eat it? And they gobbled it right up.
No.
At one point, Reed was like, what kind of meat is this? I go, oh, it's turkey. Hey, meat prices are high right now, and I eat too much meat anyway, so we tried some tofu last night.
Still.
I highly recommend it, Dom. It was good.
You're not my friend anymore. It's also National Password Day. There's a reminder that you probably need at least 12 characters, they say, in your passwords to keep them even somewhat secure.
We talked about that the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't think I have 12 in any of mine.
After that story a couple weeks ago, I actually went in and changed a few of mine to add more characters. They say anything under 6 can instantly be hacked now.
Yeah, it's instant hack.
Instant hacking.
So,
how do you keep track of all yours?
So, I know that there are various programs that you can download to do it. Some people keep it on a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
I have just a file in my Dropbox. The Dropbox is password protected, and the file is password protected.
Okay.
So, I feel like that's relatively secure.
Still hackable.
Still hackable, but what else are you going to do?
Pen and paper, buddy. I have pen and paper.
No.
I have it in a notebook.
I'm not doing any chance of somebody...
In a secret hiding place.
No. Where's your hiding place?
Well, you got to peel back the carpet in one part of the house, and there's a little trap door.
I need access to it too quickly for that. So, because I can't,
I'm old school.
I've got, I don't know how many different passwords for different things. And so I have to have access to them.
I get, yeah. Open up your notebook.
Duh.
Hey, it's working for you. Just keep living your life.
Yeah, whatever works for each person.
It's working.
Right? The the new Eric Swan novel that I'm finishing is about hackers, and that has opened my eyes to a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty freaky out there. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022 inductees have been announced. We were just talking, was it yesterday, day before? About the fan voting, which apparently has some sway because the top three fan votes were Duran Duran, Eminem, and Pat Benatar, and all three of them are in the class to be inducted.
Good.
The others include Eurythmics. Okay.
Yep.
Lionel Richie. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
There's something to be said for dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Carly Simon, You're So Vain, she's in. And Jeremy,
what?
Dolly Parton was elected.
Oh my goodness.
To the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She's not rock and roll, but that's cute.
Well, she has done some rock songs, I guess. They're talking about, I was listening to her cover of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. It was kind of cute. Anyway, they asked her now if she's going to perform at the ceremony, and she goes, well, I guess I'm a rock star now. So she says if she performs, she's going to sing the hardest style rock and roll song, quote, I could ever muster up just to show that I can do it.
I would like to see that, honestly.
And she says she is, Jeremy, promising to do a full on complete rock and roll album. She would like to cover Freebird and the Rolling Stones Satisfaction.
Okay. How old is she? She's 70-something now.
70-something.
I don't know.
So
that's going to it's not going to translate well. It's not going to be good. We'll throw that out there. I need the right, coat of many colors, Dom. I don't need Freebird.
Two doors down, they're laughing and drinking and having a party.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, what else is going on? I hate to bring everybody down, but we did surpass a pretty epic milestone yesterday. 1 million deaths from COVID.
Wow.
Now, they say 360 people are still dying of COVID every day. Now, that's down, thank goodness, from the 4,000 per day during the peak. But you do the math, that's 10,000 deaths per month still. That's
wow.
That's still a lot. I mean, we're supposedly coming out of this. It's supposed to be an endemic now, but the 1 million number, to put that into perspective, you could fill Mile High Stadium 13.1 times and wipe out all those people each time you filled it up. If you've ever been to a Broncos game and you see all those people, that's perspective right there. It's a lot of people.
That is sobering.
It is, man. It's very sad news. The other news that's trending is, yeah, more Dave Chappelle stuff. We talked yesterday about how he was attacked on stage on Tuesday night. Wasn't immediately clear what kind of weapon he had. Yesterday we were reporting it was a gun or a knife or both. Well, it turns out it was a real knife sticking out of a fake gun. It's got like a little switchblade, sort of like a bayonet that pops back, like pops out of the bottom of the gun, and then you can fold it back in. I've never seen one of these before, so it was just essentially a knife shaped like a gun. No metal detectors. There were metal detectors at the venue, but TMZ says there was one entrance where the guy could have gotten around him, it sounds like. So, have you seen any of the video of them wheeling this dude out on his stretcher?
I didn't see the video, but I saw photos.
Gosh.
And
they got him. They got him, and his arm, my goodness, like, that looked painful. His arm was upside down and poking the wrong way.
Makes me wonder what kind of lawsuits are going to come from this, because he is now probably going to sue Dave Chappelle's
team.
You think
he would have any leg to stand on?
What country are you living in?
I would hope he would have no leg to stand on.
Every single day, people like him who break the law and do things sue and win.
I hope this doesn't happen. I get it, but this guy, no. Lock this.
He's going to sue.
Lock this jack wagon up.
He's going to sue.
We shall see. Dr. Phil is in trending this morning. Y'all remember him? It's funny. I was just listening to a podcast with him the other day. Incredibly interesting man, that Dr. Phil. And he was talking about this in the podcast. He's been sending Oprah Winfrey a thank you letter every year for the past 26 years to show his gratitude for helping his career. So the first time he was on her show, he actually sent her a huge flower arrangement and a thank you note. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, out of all the things I've done, all the books, all the stuff, this is the first time anybody has ever said thank you at that point when he sent her that bouquet of flowers. But yeah, every year he just sits down. But
wait,
he really
minute.
Does. What?
People are not saying thank you to Oprah. That's, you know what that is?
That is a load of crap.
There you go. And if you don't send Oprah a thank you card, what, Don?
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron? Are you stupid?
Thank you very much. I mean, truly, that guy has his entire career dedicated to Oprah.
Sure.
I mean, he wouldn't be anywhere without her. So, yeah, I get it. That's cool. What else is going on? A couple Fat America stories. Kellogg's unveiled a new cereal for Star Wars Day yesterday. You can't buy it yet, though. It's supposed to be promoting the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series that's coming out on Disney Plus in a few weeks. Side note, they just dropped a new trailer for that. It looks awesome. Looks real good. They are calling it Star Wars Frosted Flakes. Huh? It's a mix of regular Frosted Flakes and a new chocolate version. So the joke is, in every bowl, there's a light side and a dark side.
Clever.
And it doesn't come out until July, it looks like.
Side note to our listener, Jonathan Thornton.
Get you some.
Store, buddy.
Get you some. Why didn't they release it yesterday on Star Wars Day? They're waiting until July. That's weird. And then this one's great, just in time for Mother's Day, for some reason. Baskin-Robbins has a new ice cream flavor they're calling Breakfast in Bed. Oh, there. Now I get it. It's buttermilk pancake and maple syrup flavored ice cream, and it's infused with fluffy pancake pieces. You're a fluffy pancake piece. And a blueberry swirl. Don't you want to eat that? Yeah. Pancake and maple syrup flavored ice cream with pancake pieces in it. Take me now, Baskin Robbins. Take me now. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You're crazy. You'd gobble that up.
I'd sniff it. I'd huff it. an oven, but it seems like there's a texture issue with fluffy pieces of pancake in there. You're the guy who doesn't like.
They're going to be crunchy. They're not going to be fluffy.
Things in your ice cream.
It'll be crunchy, but I want to try that. So this story's floating around this morning. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A modern art museum in Paris recently added a new piece that was just a blue jacket hanging on a nail. Man, I could have been an artist. But unfortunately, a 72-year-old woman didn't realize it was art, and she actually took it. She walked off with the jacket one day. It was caught on security cameras. Nobody knows who she was. They couldn't track her down. But eventually, they did get the jacket back because she wandered back into the museum wearing the jacket after she had taken it down and had it tailored. So she actually had it snipped and sewn up to fit her.
Probably better now.
Once you wandered in, the cops happened to be there collecting evidence, and they're like, hey, there's the blue jacket. Supposedly, she didn't know it was art when she took
it. Did they just hang it back on the nail?
They let her off with a warning, and yeah, I guess they hung it back up.
Back on the nail.
Anyway, it's kind of a goofy story. Check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And how is that art?
I don't know,
Jeremy. Dumb. It's a coat on a hanger.